Hi there. The word for you today is a callous spirit. In Luke 9:55, Jesus said to his disciples, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of." The disciples of Christ had a problem with their attitude, and he called them on it 6 different times in 2 chapters. He did this. Let's look at each and see what we can learn today. Let's talk about a callous spirit. Instead of believing Christ could feed the crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish, they said to Jesus, "Send the multitude away." One of the dangers of succeeding in ministry is that you can end up loving crowds, but not really caring for individuals, or wanting contributors to your cause, but not wanting to spend time meeting people's individual needs. Years ago, a man decided to visit the churches of 2 of the best-known television ministers in America. He watched and enjoyed them both. After hearing the first, he asked if he could say hello to him. But the minister's handlers said no, suggesting that he call for an appointment. Disappointed, he went to hear the other minister. And amazingly, he was invited to lunch with him following the service. Feeling valued, he handed the minister a check for, are you listening, $4 million. This is a true story. What does it teach us? That you must always be approachable, available, and affirming. You must never lose the personal touch. True, you can't personally minister to all who are sick and counsel all who are hurting. As a pastor, having quality time to prepare sermons and Bible studies must be one of your top priorities. But the Bible says in Hebrews 4:15 that Jesus was, quote, touched, moved with the feeling of our infirmities. Why? Because he mixed and mingled with us. Only as you stay in touch with people's needs can God use you to meet those needs in real time. The old saying goes, and it hasn't changed, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So here's the question. Do you care?